Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome to Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. I'm your host, Glenn Ostlund. These stories are chunky because they're being told in chunks. It's one story being told in multiple chunks, not one chunky infant telling you the story. I want to make that clear. The haunting at Oxenholm, in a queer and distant land. Not queer for any sexually deviant reasons. No, of course not. I would never presume to even say or even think such a thing as that in this enlightened day and age. Just queer because, you know, British men all kind of seem to be a little queer. In a sleepy little hamlet, near an exhausted little train station, sits the town of Oxenholm, England. I mean, it doesn't really sit, nor does it stand. It doesn't roll over. Someone once tried to get it to fetch, but it's really just a place. Okay, enough build-up already. There's a haunted house there, in Oxenholm, and Mormon missionaries lived in it. An LDS Living magazine did a write-up on it, and now I'm doing a re-write-up on it because it's October, and that means ghost stories. And that's what you're going to get. One incredible, true ghost story told daily throughout the month of October in chunks like this one to tease you, to intrigue you, to get those Halloween juices flowing. Because you know, ghosts. What you're going to hear really happened. Or at least people really thought that it really happened. And they really wrote about it. And you're really listening to it right now. How's that for objective reality? And it all happened, sorta, in the fall of 1978 in Oxenholm, England, at a massive haunted house. It was a big house. Not as big as houses that are bigger than it, obviously. I mean, that probably goes without saying. But the missionaries were pretty surprised that they had such a big house all to themselves. It was a mystery to them. Why was this big house available only to them? Because it was haunted. No one else wanted to be there, you see. You get it? I think you're getting it. Let's move on. And a lot of people died there over the years. That's part of the vicious cycle of haunted houses, you know, because ghosts freaking love killing people. Almost as much as they love hiding stuff from them or hovering over their beds at night while people are sleeping. I hope that none of you are listening to this right now, laying in bed while you're trying to sleep. If so, just close your eyes. And don't even think about the ghosts that are almost certainly there, watching you, waiting to scare the shit out of you, right before they kill you, because they freaking love that. And yes, I'm talking to you right now, little sister. But yeah, anyway, strange things happened to these missionaries in 1978. Who were only there to do the Lord's work. And even stranger things happened in the old abandoned servants' quarters across from Oxenholm Manor. I don't know if it was a real manor or not, but that sounds good. And I'll tell you about all of these strange, unbelievable things next time on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
No, seriously, that really happened. Strange, right? Aren't you glad you listened? Come support us over on Patreon. Because we're totally worth it.
We can throw a thing too.